Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so glad you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something really interesting lately. Many parents are reaching out because their children seem to value natural talent over hard work and effort. And I want you to know something right away. You're not alone in this, and what you're experiencing is actually a beautiful opportunity for growth. So settle in with me for a few minutes, and let's talk about why your child might be dismissing the importance of effort, and more importantly, how we can help them discover the absolute magic that happens when we practice, try, and keep going even when things feel hard. First, let me tell you what the magic book taught me about this. When a 5 or 6-year-old says things like, "I'm just not good at this," or "they're better than me because they're naturally talented," what they're really doing is trying to make sense of the world. They're noticing differences in abilities, and their developing brain is creating a story to explain those differences. And here's the beautiful part: this is completely normal development. Your child isn't being negative or giving up too easily. They're actually in a critical learning phase about how abilities work, and you get to be their guide in discovering one of life's most empowering truths, that our brains and abilities grow stronger with practice, just like muscles. Now, let me share something absolutely wonderful from the research. Dr. Carol Dweck at Stanford University has spent decades studying how children think about their abilities, and what she discovered will change everything. She found that children with a growth mindset, those who believe abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work, have effort and strategy-oriented explanations for setbacks. They see challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. And here's the really exciting part. Dr. Elizabeth Gunderson's research at the University of Chicago shows that the way we praise our children when they're very young actually predicts their beliefs about effort years later. When parents praise effort, strategies, and actions, what researchers call process praise, children develop the belief that their abilities can grow and improve through practice and persistence. So what does this mean for you and your wonderful child? It means that every time you notice and celebrate their effort instead of just the outcome, you're literally shaping how they think about learning and growth. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try saying, "I noticed how hard you worked on that puzzle." Instead of, "You're a natural at this," try, "Look at how much you've improved with practice." The magic book whispers this truth to me all the time. Mistakes aren't failures, they're your brain's experiments. Every time your child tries something and it doesn't work perfectly, their brain is actually growing new connections. That's not just beautiful, that's science. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this so perfectly. It's called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about two friends, Kenji and Miva, who discover something absolutely magical. They visit a peaceful cathedral where they try to make music, and at first, they make lots of mistakes. But here's the wonder of it. Their musical mistakes create the most beautiful harmonies. This story teaches children something profound. It shows them that every error, every attempt, every moment of practice is actually a step toward something wonderful. When Kenji and Miva discover that their mistakes create unexpected beauty, children learn that effort and experimentation lead to magical discoveries that natural talent alone cannot achieve. After you read this story with your child, you can help them notice how their own practice and effort, even the mistakes, create growth and beauty, just like Kenji and Miva's musical journey. So let's talk about some practical ways you can help your child discover the magic of effort. First, become an effort detective. Start noticing and naming the specific strategies your child uses. "I saw you try 3 different ways to build that tower," or "you kept practicing that jump even when it was tricky." This helps them see that their actions, not some fixed ability, create results. Second, share your own learning journey. Let your child see you practicing, making mistakes, and trying again. Say things like, "This recipe didn't turn out right, so I'm going to try a different approach tomorrow." Or, "I'm learning to play the guitar, and my fingers are still figuring out where to go. But I can already see improvement from last week." Third, celebrate the process, not just the product. When your child shows you their artwork or tells you about their day, ask questions about their effort. "What was the most challenging part? What strategy did you use? What would you try differently next time?" These questions help them reflect on their learning process. And here's something the magic book taught me that I absolutely love: reframe challenges as adventures. Instead of "this is too hard," try "this is a great challenge for your growing brain." Instead of "I can't do it," try "I can't do it yet, but I'm learning." The research is so clear on this, my friend. When children learn that effort matters more than natural talent, they develop confidence and persistence that serve as foundations for lifelong learning and growth. They become more willing to tackle challenging tasks, they attribute their successes to hard work rather than fixed talent, and they demonstrate resilience when facing setbacks. And you know what else? This isn't just about academic skills. When children believe that abilities can grow with practice, they apply this to friendships, emotional regulation, creativity, and every aspect of their lives. They become people who see possibilities instead of limitations. The magic book reminds me that every child is on their own unique journey of growth. Some children will grasp new skills quickly in some areas and need more practice in others. And that's not just okay, that's beautiful. Because the goal isn't to be naturally talented at everything. The goal is to discover the joy and power of learning, trying, and growing. So here's what I want you to remember, wonderful parent. When your child dismisses the importance of effort, they're not being difficult or negative. They're in a critical learning moment, and you get to be their guide. Through your words, your example, and the stories you share, you're teaching them one of life's most empowering truths: that they have the power to grow, learn, and become more capable through their own effort and persistence. The magic book and I believe in you, and we believe in your wonderful child. You're doing such important work, and I'm so grateful you're here learning and growing alongside your little one. Find The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes and many more stories about growth, learning, and the magic of practice in the Book of Inara app. Until our next adventure together, keep celebrating effort, keep encouraging practice, and keep believing in the beautiful journey of growth. With love and starlight, Inara.